For CGLO News, I'm Zach Jutra. Projet Montréal's leader, Luc Rabouin, announced that he has found his second in command. If he's elected mayor of Montreal, NDG's borough mayor, Gracia Kasuki-Katawa, will be the president of the executive committee. Rabouin called the role a key role for the administration when it comes to delivering its priorities. In the role, Kasuki-Katawa is going to take on the housing and homeless crisis.
For us, it's really unacceptable that people who, you know, built the society for the past decades, our elders, or our families that wants to raise their children in Montreal, or even people who lived here all their lives and they want to, you know, maybe end up their life here as well, they cannot afford Montreal anymore. It's not acceptable.
Rabouin said Kasuki-Katawa is the right person for the job because she has the experience at both the borough and city levels. He says it's something someone in the role needs. Rabouin also says she was able to help the NDG neighborhood, which he says was once dysfunctional under former borough mayors.
It's a very complex neighborhood, and it was a total dysfunctional neighborhood.
Mess.
Mess. All these years, from Michael Applebaum to Sue Montgomery. And Gracia succeeded to make this borough work. And now we are talking about development. So it works well, and we are looking forward to go further with Gracia Kasuki-Katawa.
Rabouin French also added that Kasuki-Katawa was one of the few borough mayors who raised their hand and was ready to take on modular housing for the unhoused population. This decision was taken under Valerie Plante's administration. Modular housing is something Rabouin and Kasuki-Katawa plan to expand on if they're elected.
So our chief said we're going to have 500 more of those in the city. So we're going to have to tackle that really quickly. But also we're going to have to make sure that we unite, you know, all our partners regarding homelessness in the city to make sure that we continue to have a clear plan to fight that.
Kasuki-Katawa says she plans to follow the recommendations of a city commission report that was released in January of this year. One of the recommendations of the report says the dismantling of encampments should be stopped. However, the Plante administration said dismantling encampments was a last resort that could still be necessary at times due to safety concerns. Rabouin says the modular homes will help those on the street or in tents transition into permanent housing. The municipal election is being held on November 2nd. The latest polls show Projet Montréal leader in second with 15% of the intended vote. Ensemble Montréal is in the lead with 18%, and Transition Montréal is in third with 7%. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO on Spotify.
Hello, 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 hello. Good afternoon. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CGLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. I am your host for today. I hope everyone's having a beautiful, sunny Sunday right now. It's, again, the weather has been so lovely lately. Every time I ride my bike here, it puts me in a good mood, and I hope you're in a good mood too. Today we have a very special episode. Today I have curated a playlist that is focusing on Indigenous artists from mostly Canada and the U.S. as well, because next week on Tuesday, I believe, the 30th is Truth and Reconciliation Day, and I think that it's important that as people who enjoy music, we are in tune with kind of, you know, how do I say this? I didn't plan much. I didn't plan a speech or anything. I never do that for any of my shows. But that's okay. We should really be aware of expanding our horizons, especially because this is an emo show. This episode today is not emo-centric. I really wanted to focus on sharing some of my favorite Indigenous artists, musicians, and like other artists as well, because Truth and Reconciliation Day is not a holiday. I find it very interesting that it's like labeled as one, the same way that Remembrance Day is like a holiday, because it's a day for reflection and for learning, and also I think it's an important day to appreciate Indigenous creativity, especially local, I say Canadian, with kind of air quotes. Something I find interesting is how, you know, the borders between Canadian and American are not, they don't make sense when we're like, they're not applicable to what we're focusing on today. So I still labeled all of the Canadian artists, but like, you know, let's think about the idea of borders and, you know, how it's a very colonial thing. So before we start too, I wanted to run through this exercise that we're all going to do together. I got this shared with me when I was working at an art gallery in my hometown, and we would have weekly meetings, and we were to do a land acknowledgement at every meeting, but people were like, we're not just going to do the plug and play, like, land acknowledgement, you know, as a kind of box to tick. That's something that should be kind of questioned and critiqued. And so what we did was everyone, each week, we would rotate through all the staff and we would all bring in a piece of kind of learning or stuff to share, information and learning about the local Indigenous culture. We would bring stuff to share. And one of my coworkers brought in an exercise for us to do, and we're going to do it now. It's just a chill thinking, a chill reflection. So I want everyone to close their eyes and take some deep breaths. And I want you to think about all the ways in which your life is connected to the place you live or the place you grew up, specifically the land. I want you to think about how the land that you're on affects your lifestyle and how it affects your choices in your lifestyle. Maybe like the clothes you wear day to day, each season, the climate, how that affects the way you live, the geography, how that affects the way you live. Even within the city, there's still decisions that we make, choices that we make that are connected to the land in which we live. You know, I choose every day my method of transportation. It's a small thing that is very routine and I think kind of gets taken granted for, especially, you know, think about right now, the STM strike. How do you get around? What affects those decisions? Is it the way that the city has planned it out and arranged it? How far you are from a station? How far the bus stop is? You know, what makes most sense? What's the most effort? For me, I'm like, oh, I'm going to take this bus downtown because I live at the top of a big hill. That's one way that the land affects my decisions. Or, oh, I'm going to bike to the station because it's actually a pretty reasonable hill and it's the fastest way because the buses don't reach here. The stations, the STM, the metro doesn't really reach here. Oh, what am I going to do in the winter? How does this climate affect that? And I want you to think about, too, what the place you lived in looked like before industrialization, before contact, before Montreal was a place. Maybe to think about your homeland, like your hometown. Do you know the nation on which that land is? Do you know if it's treaty territory or if it's unceded territory? You know, just as we go through this episode and as Truth and Reconciliation Day happens, let's try and learn things, put in the effort to learn ourselves, and sit with any discomfort that arises. I think that's a good plan. So, our first song is by Elisapi, and it is called Umati Atanar Samat, and it's actually a remix of one of the songs from her cover album. She did a bunch of covers in Inuktitut, and this is Heart of Glass, and it slaps. After that, we're going to have some Black Belt Eagle Scout, and then we'll see what takes us next. Thank you.
Pop Montreal is back for its 24th edition. From September 24th to 28th, come experience the best festival in the city, as Plateau Montréal becomes lit up with shows featuring so many CJLO favorites like No Joy, US Girls, Chanel Beads, Isabella Love Story, Do Make Say Think, Hand Habits, Joseph Chabasson, and so many more. On top of concerts, join us for the Pop Symposium featuring discussions on all the music industry related hot topics. You can also check out Art Pop, Film Pop, and Comedy Pop for more events happening all throughout the festival. Don't wait, festival passes and individual tickets for Pop Montreal are available now on popmontreal.com.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. And just before the break, we heard Black Belt Eagle Scout with Tree Line from her album, The Land, The Water, The Sky. I listened to this album yesterday completely, and it is so stunning and beautiful. And it is a perfect album for a pensive autumn. That's what came to me. I was like, it's so beautiful. If you like Phoebe Bridgers, Cat Powers, and like female singer-songwriter, like atmospheric production, it's so good. Catherine Paul, she's a Coast Salish artist from Washington near Skagit River, and she is going to soundtrack my autumn. I already know it. Before that, we had Umati Atanarsimat, which is a Heart of Glass cover remix from Elisapi and Hologram. It's new. I don't want to talk too much, so we're just going to move on. The next song is called Snanaimo Welcome Song, which where I'm from, Nanaimo, it's the Snanaimo territory. And this is by A. Lelum, who they're actually a sister duo and from Nanaimo, and they're also a design house, like a fashion house, and they make incredibly beautiful pieces. I heavily suggest, you know, looking into it. And they're also related to two Snanaimo artists, Joel Good and Dr. William Good, and their art is everywhere in Nanaimo. It's incredibly beautiful. Like wooden sculptures and installations. And sadly, they both have passed away. William earlier this year and John last year. And I just wanted to share their art with you. It's a beautiful song, and their entire family is so incredibly creative. And like, the artwork is stunning. So please check it out. After that, we're going to have some Beatrice Deer, which I'm so excited for. I just discovered her, and she's Montreal indie. Very excited. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. Let's listen to the music. Yeah, let's go.
Thank you.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam, and this is Brave Little Emo Girl. And I made an error. That was not Beatrice Deer. What we just listened to was actually Manitou by Zune, who is an Ojibwe artist based in Toronto, I believe. This album is really good. They're a shoegaze artist, and I'm definitely going to be playing more of them, potentially doing a shoegaze episode next week, but the whole album is banger. Sorry about the mix-up, just technical difficulties here today with my brain and the connection it has between my hand, which is doing all of the controls. But you know what? That's okay. So long as we still hear all these tunes. So up next is going to be Live With It by Beatrice Deer. Very excited. I have a feeling that a lot of these artists I'm going to add into my regular rotation if I haven't already. Let's carry on with it, though. We still got a lot to get into. So yeah, Live With It by Beatrice Deer. After that, we're going to have a new song from Crownlands. They're a prog rock band from Oshawa, Ontario. And it slaps. After that, we've got some Ribbon Skirt and some Tanya Tagak, all the hits. And yeah, it's an up and down ride today in terms of vibe, but still, I'm having such a great time, and I hope you are as well. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. And you just heard the new ribbon skirt song, Lucky Eight. They just played a show last night for Pop Montreal, and I missed it because I made poor decisions on Friday. But that's neither here nor there because they will be back. They are Montreal legends and CJLO favorites over here. So expect to hear more of them from this show, and go listen to their album they put out this year. It's like chillingly good. Before that, we had Mirage by Crown Lands, Oshawa band. Very groovy, very cool. I love all of their songs. I think have like elements of like bird song in it, and it's like very beautiful and, you know, resets the nervous system in a nice way. All right, we are going to continue. We'll take a quick break for some ads, but then after that, we've got, I'm just going to tell you what we're going to listen to because, you know, I don't want to take up any more time with my talking. So up next, we've got Teeth Agape by Tanya Tagak. She is an incredible, Inuk artist, vocalist, contemporary, very like avant-garde pop. She did a lot of the she did some work with Björk on Medulla, which is probably where you've heard her voice before. Slaps, very good music to angrily paint to, I speak from experience. After that, we've got Blown Tire by Status Non-Status. Very cool Canadian band. Oh, I believe I'm not sure where specifically they're from, but I know that they were opening for Broken Social Scene at one point. And this album slaps. I will be playing more. They're definitely emo adjacent, like indie pop kind of related. And then after that, we've got two older kind of Canadian indigenous folk, not Canadian, Canadian and then American indigenous folk songs from artists who have been around for a while and are still performing and still rocking it. We've got Old Man Carver by Willie Thrasher, who actually lived in Nanaimo where I grew up, and my family and I were good friends with him. He's incredibly talented and his performances are still really, really awesome today when he performs. He'd always be like sitting by the waterfront, hanging out, playing tunes, and he's just like the friendliest person you'll ever meet. He's so excited to see friends and family, and he's amazing. I grew up with his music. And then our last song is going to be I'll Rock You to the Rhythm of the Ocean by John Angayak. It's from a compilation of indigenous folk from North America, and this is also going to be a fall regular, I can already tell. So please enjoy the rest of the episode. You won't hear from me. We're just going to let this play out. But if you want, follow me on Instagram. I post all of the playlists on there. Please explore some of these artists. Tell me more recommendations for artists, especially indigenous artists. Always looking for more and always wanting to share and learn. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful Sunday and that we're going to have a wonderful week. And, you know, take it easy. Enjoy the sun today. Listen to these artists and expand your horizons and knowledge as much as you can, as much as possible, always and forever. Yeah.
Montreal's Tiniest Festival is back for its fifth edition. Tiny Fest, presented by Worst Dad Ever and CJLO 1690 AM, is taking over Petit Ars, Casa del Popolo, La Sala Rosa, and La Sotraneo from October 2nd to 4th. Come on out to see your favorite bands from Montreal and beyond, such as Cool Girl, Gus Engelhorn, Clay Pigeon, HRT, and so many more. Festival passes and individual show tickets are available for purchase now. For more information, check out worst.ever on Facebook and worst.ever_ on Instagram. See you there!
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM. Children, and my teeth welcome your windpipe. Oh. Touch my children, and my teeth welcome your windpipe. Utter the name and be crushed by leg, grown strong from holding up weight. By thigh that carries rocks, an urgent gait. I will hunch my shoulders and wait. Claws sharpened, teeth agape.
have come over you. Old man Carver, what has come over you? The old man. A young boy washed his hands. He's a carver that is living today.